Gabe Ramirez, Ruthie Polinsky filling in for Mully and Hall today, and it's been a speedy show, Ruthie, to say
flew
the least.
Flew by, really.
I know. Once we got the microphone thing figured out.
New Year's Eve, trying to party.
Quickly, too.
To my bed.
Headed to the Walnut Room after this. Gonna have some good brunch with the family on New Year's Eve, so that should be a good one.
Did you get that reservation like a year ago?
Dude, we tried to get the like princess holiday Christmas one for my daughters. That didn't work, so then all of a sudden, New Year's Eve brunch sounded like a good idea for everybody. So,
hey,
yeah.
getting in there is a big deal in this city.
It sure is. One time, somebody asked me, you know, because they're like, Gabe, you know everybody, you don't know somebody. I said, oh, for sure I can call somebody at Walnut Room. I called my buddy. He was like, absolutely not.
We never, you know, it's one Chicago thing we never did with our kids.
The Walnut Room?
We never did it. Like, we did the Disney princess stuff and all that, but we never did that sort of lovely kind of, we had high tea at the Drake. I would recommend for
high
the little
tea,
kids.
Gotta go to that.
For the young ladies,
There's a couple of those out there, man. Gotta touch on those during the holiday season for sure. All right, before we get out of here, want to thank everyone that has helped out on the show today. And before doing that, I do want to remind you guys, if you are a local business owner or an employee, how would you like to have your commercial air during Super Bowl 59 right here on The Score? This is your chance. We brought back Score Big for Your Business, the contest where you can enter to win a 30-second Super Bowl commercial on The Score's broadcast of Super Bowl 59 from Westwood Run. All you got to do is log on to 670thescore.com/contests to enter now and to learn more details. The deadline to enter, because I know that's the most important thing for you procrastinators out there, January 19th. Want to make sure you guys are in for that. All right. Want to give my thank yous, specifically Matt Anaya on Twitch and video stream for helping us out today. We appreciate you. Want to thank Alex Kuhn, our executive producer today. Ruthie was doing a lot of that.
Oh, those are booze.
During the show.
Those are booze.
I disagree with Dan at first when he would say that, but I have found out those are actually booze.
I've worked some shows with you, Alex. I can agree. No, just like, all right. I also want to thank Tyler Ferengall for helping us out today. Baby T. I said that's his radio name. Who gave you that name? It was me. That was probably one of my most embarrassing moments.
Baby T.
He's like, Baby T. I'm like, who gave you that nickname? He's like, you did. I was like, oh.
I was going to say, it sounds like something you would do.
Because he used to come in late nights, the hat turned to the side. I had to give him some street credibility, and I felt that was important. All right, and coming up at 10 o'clock, you will get a handsome golden voices of Anthony Herron.
Thank you. I didn't know where you were going with that.
I didn't either.
You're drinking already.
That's why I said 10 o'clock when it happens. But right now, hanging out with us for transition is none other than Dan Bernstein.
Sorry.
No booze there, though.
I thought you can send your year out on a low note.
I thought that might be the case. Dan, you're a fan of hockey. You're going to be watching the Winter Classic today.
I don't know if anybody's going to be watching the Winter Classic today. It's... fan of hockey, kind of meh. I don't know. I think we're kind of over the outdoor hockey thing.
It had its run, and then all of a sudden, great.
But I did go skating a few days ago, though.
At Wrigley?
No.
Or Millennium Park?
At McFetridge.
Okay.
My son felt like he wanted to get back on his skates.
Was the ice choppy?
We get there right away. We get there like 20 minutes early and make sure we're first out there.
Smart.
So we get like the first 40 minutes of decent
That's
ice.
That's so on brand for you.
Before it gets all hashed up. But yeah, it was nice. I was thought I was going to be really sore, but I wasn't. But what we're hearing the latest is they're monitoring the weather very carefully. It remains possible that they could push this game to tomorrow, is what I'm told. They don't want to, obviously. Right. They don't want to go up against New Year's Day college football.
Yeah.
But if it's not playable and people aren't going to be there to buy the beer and everything, I don't know how they're going to handle it. They've got enough delay. They think the temperature may drop enough as the day goes on that the rain will change to snow, in which case it's fine. It's going to be
That would be cool.
20 mile an hour north winds isn't going to be anybody's idea of a great time outside.
Right.
But It might be playable, but it is touch and go right now.
Could you imagine the guy that has to make that decision? You know, like that's waiting in the balance. You're the dude who I am asking whether or not this weather is going to be suitable for this game.
Well, and I wonder too, it can't be one person, right? Because your hockey people, you're going to have an ice guy.
Right.
You're going to have one of these, you know, Canadian ice father guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, temperature is... Right. Yeah. You're one of, like, the guy in Edmonton is supposedly the guy who is the ice master, cold miser, or whatever he is. And so there's going to be... You know how these teams are. They're trying to play an actual NHL game.
Yeah.
So either it's playable or it's not, and then you've got the marketing aspect. So I don't know. I don't know how it's done.
They can't just put some blue salt on there and make it freeze or some kind of trick that they have up their sleeve to make that happen. It should be a good game nonetheless.
This is why all sports should be played indoors.
Every single one of them?
Maybe not baseball, but yeah. I mean, football should always be in a dome.
Ugh.
Always.
Ugh.
Because this is the reason.
Did you hear all
this? This is when it's awesome. This is when football's awesome. Like, you can't, even in the rain, in the slot. I mean,
too much at stake. These athletes are too good. Yeah, they train too hard.
I hear you, the injuries.
And I don't want to watch a guy slip. They work too hard and they're too spectacular. The NFL players are some of the greatest physical human specimens in the world. And to watch them slip and slide is fun for a few minutes.
After watching the Jameis Winston snow angel event this year and seeing how much fun they were having, like they were little kids, I was like, this is awesome. Yeah. I mean, that was just magical.
Jameis Winston from down south, whenever he sees a snow, he feels that way. There was a team, I can't remember who it was, I'm trying to look it up, that was going up against the Packers. Maybe it was the Saints, and they said that they were looking at their plays in the meat locker or something like that.
Yeah, it was the Saints.
It was the Saints.
And then they lost like 50 to nothing. Yeah. The first shutout of the year. How'd that go? Oy.
Like, I'm trying to imagine.
Thanks, coach.
Yeah.
Good call.
It was thanks, Andrew Janoco was the quarterback's coach here. He's the quarterback's coach in New Orleans, and he took them into the meat locker to throw around.
I mean, that's a cute idea.
It's tough when you have the quarterback situation that New Orleans has also.
There's no wind chill in there. There's no, there's certain things. But I get what you're doing. It's like Ohio State coming out and taking off their shirts before the game to let you know.
Especially because in the NFL, what percentage of actual NFL players are from Florida, Louisiana, Georgia, Texas, California, Arizona?
Right.
I mean, nobody likes being cold and wet.
We don't like being cold here in Chicago, let alone talk to some high school teams that have to play in late November out here in Chicago.
The high school baseball teams that have to play here in March.
Right.
It is definitely not fun. Let's switch over to basketball. I know you're watching the game intently last night.
I was, actually, because we got to do the Organizations Win Championships podcast, as we're all tied in knots because we don't. It's yay, no, bad, boo, bad, yay, win, bad, no, they made it. We wanted to miss.
It's like they can't put it together at the same time. I made the comparison with Pat Will being Velus Jones of the Bulls.
Ouch.
No, that's too low.
He's better than that. No, he's significantly better than that. And I do think he would have value on the trade market. I mean, Velus Jones was a waiver pickup. And this guy's making $20 million a year.
What do you think the second round pick? They're not going to get, I mean.
I do think he'd be attractive to somebody depending on where the medicals are with his healed foot. Because he's still 6'8 and 240 and can still guard multiple positions. If you could just make him really want to.
That's what I said.
Is anyone going to want his contract, though?
I think it's a really friendly contract.
It's friendly.
As friendly as Io's, but it's friendly.
Right, because you have teams that have three max contract guys. The majority of teams have two or three. And then there are teams that have like those fill-in guys, and Pat Will could certainly fit into
NBA
that space.
NBA money. $20 million is nothing.
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 Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, I mean, if people think about it, it's just, I mean, guys are making $70 million a year. You know, it's.
Is it as simple as a confidence issue for Pat Will?
No, I just think it's a motor. I think it's a motor issue, and he's also maddening in that for a guy built like that with his skill, he's a terrible dunker. He's a terrible.
He'll try to get to the rim.
He's a terrible finisher, and he can't. He's that first dribble.
Powerful.
He's a bull. I mean, the guys bounce off of him, but the moment his targeting system, once it gets into the micro of he doesn't zero in the basket like that. Like if he were in the trench in Star Wars at the end, he would just like bounce off the wall and one of the TIE fighters would hit him and he'd go careening into space and he'd blow up like the fat guy.
Yeah.
I can't hold it. It was the fat guy. Remember that he Red Six or whatever it was and he blew up? That would be Patrick.
I feel like when I watch him play, he needs a little Anton Jameson to him. When you're talking about finishing around the rim, just like a little smoother. You know, the mid-range is there. Obviously, he can shoot the three when he's open at a high clip. But you're right. It's around the rim and just the motors. It's frustrating for me because I really want great things from Pat.
And he's a sweet kid, yeah. And you know, maybe too much so. But what makes me crazy are all of these Florida State guys that come out with the same kind of body type, the same scouting report, and they're the ones that are you know, screaming in people's face and dunking on them and racing down the floor and throwing it behind their head. It's like every year that program disgorges two of these guys. And, of course, the Bulls picked the wrong one.
It has to be that that kind of luck that they get. 63-pointers yesterday?
Keep firing, man. I mean, that game was horrible.
It was bad.
The quality of basketball was just atrocious. It was so bad. I mean, they're missing good players, but they had it. They let him hit the tying three. You're like, okay. All right. You can lose the bum game. And no, the other team,
strength of schedule.
You got out-bummed.
Yeah.
You got brutally out-bummed. It's too bad.
We're talking about how bad the conference is, too. It's like hard to suck.
Other people are better at
Charlotte
sucking.
Charlotte sucks bad. Like their team is.
Washington's coming up, too. Now they got Washington.
It's going to be something else.
Washington, they don't even know like how to dribble. Seriously, it's like, no, you can't. That's against the rules. You're running with it again. Oh, I didn't know.
They had no coups and no Jordan Poole the other day, and they battled it out against the Celtics. It's just like teams like those are the games where you're like, what is going on here? What do you guys got coming up in the show?
Well, we're going to be busy. I think the stuff that Brad Biggs was saying with you guys is worth a revisit. The stuff about polls and a possible extension and just how backwards this sort of anti-logic is, or logic in the world of the Bears that doesn't make sense in the real business world. Well, are you going to fire him? Well, we're either firing him or we're extending him. What? But that's where we are. That's really where
we are. No one knows the actual answer.
In no other business would the choice have to be, well, I got to get rid of this guy. He's bad. Well, but if we keep him, we got to keep him for a long time.
Got to line him up with the coaches.
And also the indecisiveness. It's like, are you waiting to see what Ben Johnson wants you to do? Or like, if you're going to extend him, like, let's go. Make the decision. Stand on your ground.
Or if you're going to fire him, fire him. But they don't do, the Bears are the best at dithering from the top down. This has been going on for 50 years. They are great at not doing things. And then they realize, you know, we really should have done that. Next time, we'll learn from our mistake. Okay. We're going to bring back some of what Carmen Vitale had to say about that when she was on the show yesterday. Did you hear or did you play Dan Campbell's post game from last night?
Oh, it's awesome.
We were listening to it, but we didn't get a chance to play it.
I love him.
He's like, did you see his halftime interview coming out of the locker room? I felt like he was emotional. Like, he is so real and so vulnerable and so authentic.
I know.
It's just beautiful.
I know. My wife doesn't even like football. She has the biggest crush on Dan Campbell.
I love it. My mom,
she
too.
She loves
That's such
Dan
a mom
Campbell.
Thing, I feel like.
Well, she has the Dan Campbell Eras Tour shirt, which is the Taylor Swift Eras That's Tour hilarious. Shirt, but it's Dan Campbell photos at various points of his pro and collegiate
amazing.
Career. It's great. I want to talk about this Derrick Rose night that's coming up, too, because thankfully it stopped short of what I thought might happen. And they're doing the right thing by not doing something I thought they might do that he doesn't deserve. We will discuss the most disappointing and encouraging Chicago Bear from this season. We'll do High Noon. TJ Edwards will join us at noon. We'll talk a little bit of baseball, the Roky Sasaki sweepstakes, and more. Tim Jenkins at 1 o'clock.